This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Court back in session today on the 18th of April, 2023, in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill. And Zulima Pastinas testifying again. You may remember some of her testimony or heard it here on the podcast from last Friday. But new details have emerged that shed more light on the extent of the manipulation and indoctrination Lori and her husband, Chad Daybill, used to control their followers. Her testimony as a key witness and the widow of Lori's brother, Alex Cox, revealed the intricate web of deception and spiritual exploitation that led to the tragic deaths of Lori's children, Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallow. Zulima took the stand on day 11 of the trial, providing a firsthand account of the twisted beliefs and practices that Chad and Lori instilled in their circle. As a close associate of the couple and wife of Alex Cox, Zulima's testimony offered a unique perspective on the events leading up to the children's deaths. According to Zulima, Chad and Lori convinced their followers, including Alex, that they had special powers and missions to fulfill. They made others feel special and powerful, with Chad referring to Zulima as the goddess of the earth and assigning her a unique mission. Lori would often praise Zulima for her ability to control the elements, further reinforcing her supposed spiritual importance. The couple's manipulation didn't stop there. They convinced Alex that he was an angel with a specific purpose on earth to protect Lori. He was told that he had been the angel who came to Saul before he became Paul, an angel who had appeared to Joseph Smith, and that he had been exalted in other creations with his wife, Holly. The sense of divine purpose led Alex to quit his job, leave his belongings in Arizona, and move to Rexburg at the behest of Chad and Lori. The spiritual manipulation extended to more sinister practices, such as the casting out of evil spirits. Chad and Lori claim to have the ability to expel demons from people, with Lori often checking with Chad to see if the spirits had left. However, Zulima admitted that she never had any confirmation that these exorcisms were successful, only trusting in the words of Chad and Lori. Throughout her testimony, Zulima detailed several instances where Chad and Lori exerted control over their followers. They insisted on having a say in the personal decisions of their followers, such as when Zulima decided whether or not to move to Rexburg. They also used supposed spiritual gifts to manipulate people's physical and emotional well-being, claiming to be able to heal others with energy work or light fire. While Zulima initially believed she was doing honorable work, she now recognizes that the intentions of Chad and Lori were very evil and manipulative. Her testimony, of course, highlights the extent to which the couple preyed on the vulnerabilities of their followers, exploiting their spiritual beliefs and their own twisted ends. The trial, of course, continues to unravel the disturbing beliefs and practices that led to the deaths of Tylee and JJ. As the prosecution and defense present their cases, the true extent of the manipulation and control exerted by Chad and Lori becoming increasingly clear by the day. Later on in the morning, there's another witness that will be taking the stand, and we'll be bringing you updates on that shortly. The next witness is Lori's very own son, Colby Ryan, to testify about his interactions with his mother. Press subscribe here so you don't miss any of those updates. Full courtroom audio as we get it after the day's trial. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.